"Why did you tell me that story?" Lincoln asked, even though he was glad to have heard it. Corvus shrugged as only a crow can. "Because that's what came to me, and it needed to be told," she said thoughtfully, then added, "Perhaps it's because your kind think themselves the most intelligent, beautiful creatures on the planet, lords over all others, even though the air closes in on your passing just as swiftly as it does behind my wings. Or maybe it's a story that will give you strength and courage." "But enough of that for now. Urgent matters need attending to," she said. "I must go and look for help, but you will not be alone. There are many eyes and ears in the forest. Be brave." "But what if the trolls come back?" Lincoln pleaded. "It's not what if, but when, my friend, and I can do nothing to help by staying here. All my flapping and cawing will not stop them. They will drive me off as if I were a fly. I need to bring you help." "Be brave," she repeated. "Think the bravest, happiest thoughts you can. Don't give in to the fears that besiege you, for fear has a scent that whets the appetite of a ravenous troll." She bobbed, then flapped her wings and took flight.